This is Got Energy with Carol Gass.
Welcome back to this week's episode of Got Energy, where we're talking with Joel Berg from Got Energy about living off-grid. Joel, we've talked about some of the potential questions that you've been asked about living off-grid. What else do we need to know?
Another thing that a lot of people ask us is, how hard is it to go off-grid or to live off-grid? Or they'll hit it from a different angle and they'll say something like, wow, that must be really hard. Or, oh, you're sure sacrificing. You must be living a pretty rugged life. Or there's these assumptions that people have about what going off-grid means. If somebody asks me, how hard is it to go off-grid? How much of a sacrifice is it to go off-grid? My answer is really depends. The more you spend, the less you notice that you're off-grid. If you go with a really basic kind of cabin DIY setup and you've got two solar panels and one little battery, then yeah, you're going to have to make some pretty massive lifestyle adjustments to accommodate that form of living. But you know what? You put in a system like we've got at our house. Like, we've got a fridge, two freezers. We run our washing machine, our well pump, our sewer pump. We've got a dishwasher. We've got internet. We run our air fryer. We're really comfortable. So how hard it is, how comfortable you are in that context really depends on the design and the size of the system. That leads to the next question is, a lot of people go, well, what does it cost? How much does it cost to live off-grid? Simple reference point, I just listed all the things that I run in my house. And for a system about that size, if we fully did all of the installation, provided all of the material, taxes, permits, everything, you're probably looking at somewhere in the neighborhood of about $35,000. So for a lot of off-grid properties, if you look at the cost of bringing hydro into that location, you're looking at way more than that. We get a lot of customers that come to us and say, I got a quote from BC Hydro to bring poles into our property, and we're looking at $100,000 plus. And so if we tell them, hey man, you can do an incredible solar system, that's enough to run a hot tub even for 60 grand, then they go, well, yeah, no brainer.
Seems to me like it's a no brainer for you to stick around for more God Energy
on Country 97 FM.